Holly Berry is tired of y'all reminding her of her crackhead past. We'll explain.
And Will.i.am reveals that Michael Jackson called Prince a shady word.
Ooh.
And later, Andrew Freud chats with Jerry Seinfeld and the rest of the cast of his new movie, Unfrosted. But first,
let's get this started.
Well, today we're starting with my girl, Janet Jackson, who dropped some steamy hot tea recently. Oh. Now, during an appearance on the Drew Barrymore show, Janet revealed that she almost starred in a very big action film 24 years ago, but said no because she was going on tour. Oh. Take a look.
Ooh, this is horrible.
Oh.
I can't remember the film, but Halle Berry played Storm.
X-Men?
But I couldn't. I couldn't because I was just embarking on the Janet tour.
Oh. Did you know that, Brad?
I did not.
I know.
Okay. Uh-oh. I like Janet Jackson a lot.
Okay.
I think Halle Berry's the right person for the role. Can we?
I agree. Right? Like, Janet would have made a decent Mystique.
She would have made a great Mystique. She would have been a good Storm, but Halle Berry was, what is Storm?
Yeah.
I can actually see Janet, though.
What if?
I mean, she's a good actress.
Yeah, I can see that for her.
She's so soft-spoken. Would she be like, lightning? You know, like, how's she coming through? You know, like, get ready for this hurricane, you know?
No, she got a good voice. When she played Penny, honey, she was loud when her mama got her with that
she
iron.
She did get loud with her mama. Yeah.
Don't know if it was method acting to evoke that emotion, but, you know.
She was loud on Penny. Her voice
mama,
did
please. Mama, no. Mama, please. Mama, no. Mama, please.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, it looks like Holly played a good Storm and obviously a good crackhead. So an ex-user posted a photo of actress Demetria McKinney, who played a drug addict in Tyler Perry's House of Pain show, with the caption, "Who played a crackhead better than her?" And everybody tagged Halle Berry, but she was not here for y'all shenanigans because she clapped back with, "Please stop tagging me in this."
It was a good crackhead.
She was.
Believable.
That was the role that got her popping.
Yeah.
Why do they always, a lot of times they cast attractive women as crackheads?
There's some do crack. I mean, they fall off.
They start off very attractive.
The only parts black women was getting at first.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes getting the real ones, they're not reliable.
That's very true.
They'll leave after lunch, never return.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, if you had to put like a crackhead hierarchy in film, like who takes the top spot? For me, it was Chris Rock.
Cause he was a good one too.
In New Jack City, he was like, "Scotty, you're gonna kill me."
Yeah.
I almost left the theater to help. Because, like, I felt that passionate about him making it through.
I think he was better than Samuel Jackson, honey. And,
Gator!
He played Gator, baby.
Yeah.
So he was really good.
Mom, give me something to eat. Even his death scene was good.
Wow.
That was great.
Come on,
how do we not have an Emmy nomination?
For your consideration.
All right, well, baby, it looks like Mr. Will.i.am is spilling the tea, darling, on the King of Pop. Yeah, so Will sat down with the Drink Champs host and spilled the tea about a time he invited Michael Jackson to hang with him while he performed with Prince. And apparently, MJ declined to attend, saying this. Take a look.
I'll be rocking with Prince like around 12:30. Oh, I can't go to that. I'm like, why? Prince is a meanie.
There was Prince and MJ beef though, right? That was like, that was a known thing.
One of the greatest secret wars in music.
It was. I think I saw something on the new We Are the World thing too that Prince was supposed to come to the making of that, but because Michael was there, he didn't show up.
Mm. Why they was beefing like that?
I mean, they were like the two top number one acts. You
love
you some Prince and you
love
you some Michael Jackson.
Yeah. The Drake and Kendrick of R&B.
They probably was just jealous of each other sometimes.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Well, they occupy, I wish they would have like done something together, but they occupy similar space.
I think a different space.
Michael even wanted
Prince. Prince was more sexy.
For sure.
Yeah. Mike wanted Prince to be in the Bad video.
I heard this.
And he, like, opted not to because of the first line in the song. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, and he's even said this in an interview. He's like,
Your butt is mine. Because Prince had the controversy going, am I straight or gay?
Well, Prince was supposed to be the dude he was tied up to, like, fighting and
dancing. Well, that's Beat It.
Hold on. No. He was supposed to be in the video.
That was for Bad, not Beat It.
Wow.
Oh, Okay, y'all, moving on. Usher's son is proof that you cannot score if you don't shoot your shot.
Oh.
It seems his 15-year-old son, Naveed Eli, went to extreme measures to get the attention of British singer Pink Panthers by hijacking his dad's IG account and sending her a DM that said, "Hello, this is Usher's son, Naveed. I'm your true biggest fan. Please follow me." And she replied.
All right.
Oh, this is wild, y'all. Well, Usher saw the exchange and ended up apologizing for his son's actions, which she replied, "Don't apologize," and invited the duo to her next concert.
Oh,
that is so cute. I do too.
Shoot or shoot, you know?
Yeah. I bet you she was excited at first to see Usher in your DMs at first, and then to have it downgraded slightly. You know what I'm saying? They're like, "Oh, it's my kid."
The roller coaster of emotions, right?
Yeah. Would you let Logan like DM some of his favorite people?
He has.
Like,
who's he DM?
Who replied?
He is like big on YouTube.
Okay.
So he DM'd all of his favorite YouTube people, and some of them replied.
That's very nice.
Did you tell him that he was your son?
He did, and he DM'd Prime too, and so now they send him Prime all the time.
They send him Prime drinks?
Prime drinks.
All right.
He can't have it.
he's in with like Jake and Logan Paul now.
Yeah, but he can't have it.
No.
The energy one or the hydrator?
He's 10. He shouldn't be drinking Prime drink water.
Right. Okay, can Logan hook us up with tickets to the Tyson Paul fight?
No. All right. He cannot.
You know, had to ask.
Oh, my.
Well, Nicola Coughlin has admitted that she lounged naked with her co-star Luke Newton in between sex scenes for the upcoming third season of Bridgerton. She said in a recent interview that the pair got so comfortable with each other, especially after finishing intense sex scenes. And Luke insisted that having a platonic relationship with Nicola has made the experience easier.
Oh.
You guys getting naked after pretending to go to Pound Town with your co-stars?
I guess instead of just waiting and getting dressed, if you got to shoot again another scene anyway, you might as well just stay undressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I picture that Bridgerton set like the Rebel Wilson party that she left before. You know what I mean? Like, because it was like a period piece. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like,
this is the time of night the orgy begins.
Yes.
With that being said, according to the screen, could any of y'all be naked around each other?
I'm just trying to figure out a scenario where that would, happen.
You gotta ask the producers.
I mean, I would feel comfortable.
I think
comfortable.
Tanner would.
Hold, what?
Yeah.
No.
Tanner, it don't take much for you to take off your shirt now, dog.
Listen, okay, hold up, T. Come on now.
Oh.
I got hot boy summer coming.
Boys always take their shirts off. It's nothing for them to just take their shirts
off. Yeah, shirt's no big deal.
You would think women would be so much easier with it, like with motherhood and everything,
right,
you know what I'm saying?
Think,
like,
yeah.
You would think it would be more natural.
We have boobs, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's fine.
We do too. That y'all lust after.
Not
so we,
me.
So we wouldn't just take that. We know not you, Gary. Like, we wouldn't lust after you if you took your shirt off.
Not at all.
At all.
That would.
Can't just go.
You might lust after. Gay guys, I would say I have a good body. You might.
Well, I might say you have a cute body, but I would just say, girl, y'all body cute, but that's it.
We know.
Up next, honey, Kim Kardashian shares that she used to be a dog walker, baby, for another star. We'll reveal who after the break.
Dish
Nation. Dish
Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Kim Kardashian recently visited Jimmy Kimmel Live and let us know that she and Madonna go way back, but wait until you hear about their first connection, okay? So when she was about 7 or 8 years old, Kim was neighbors with Madonna. Okay, wow, hello, Hollywood. And walked Madonna's dogs in exchange for jewelry. Check it out.
Oh. Yeah, no, seriously.
Like, what kind of jewelry are we talking about here?
It was like she was transitioning out of, like, the 80s neon phase.
Okay.
And so one day she just walked downstairs and handed us a shoebox of all these, like, neon bracelets. And Courtney and I went to school, and everyone was like, "Oh, my God, I love your bracelets." And we were like, "Thanks, Madonna gave them to us." And everyone was like, "No."
So I guess this was before she allegedly started stealing from Ray J.
Wow.
Martin. She walked the dog.
Hierarchy leveling up.
She walked the dog and then started.
Like, how do you even get that job to walk Madonna's dog? You know?
You gotta be cute. You gotta live across the street from Madonna. The Kim Kardashian, like, career path is so insane. Because remember, she was also a closet organizer?
Yeah, she did closets for Paris Hilton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess she just got to live in the neighborhood.
Like, I can't even remember the jewelry from that era that Madonna would wear. It's more like iconic outfits and, like,
right.
stuff that's inappropriate for children to wear.
Do you think, like, Kim was ever, like, 7, 8, 19 years old and saw an image of her neighbor, the woman she knows as her neighbor, with, like, those giant cones, and she's like, what is she doing?
It's like, you know, like, apprentice meet master.
Right, yeah.
All right, everybody, it's time for...
Battle of the Thirst Traps!
All right, everybody. Coming out first, we have Ari Paige. Now, if you don't recognize the name, she was Ryan Seacrest's girlfriend of 3 years until they split up last week. I ain't know who she was.
I didn't know
he had a girlfriend.
Neither.
I thought he... Okay, so she dropped this bikini video the other day, and she said... Shout out to my haters. This one's for you. Happy Wine Wednesday.
First of all, who's her haters?
Maybe him or the people that hated that she was with him.
Really?
Yeah, that's a mission.
We didn't know.
That's a mission accomplished. Like, you completed your tour of duty.
Yeah.
Job complete. You got your badge. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now you get severance.
She's 26. How old's Seacrest?
40-something, right?
I wonder if he gave her a severance package after
That's
they broke
thinking.
Up.
Yeah. Totally.
And squaring off against Aubrey. We have Brielle Bierman. She showed off her bikini,
what?
Her sandwich, and her engagement ring, and she said, your best view.
Oh, that sandwich looked good.
That is a good-looking sandwich.
That is a two-for-one. You're checking the box on, like, you know, regular porn and food porn.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's a great way to deflect and detract from the drama that's going on. You know what I'm saying? Get people talking about something else.
Exactly. All your comments and your DMs are full of, like, is your dad okay? And what's going on with your mom and dad? Blah, 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 this and that. And then you drop... Can we go back to that first photo? You drop that, and then you're getting all kinds of different comments.
I hope she lived with her boyfriend, though.
My fiance. Oh, she lived with her fiance.
I hope it's not the same house. Everybody about to get put out.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true, man.
Okay, y'all, who wins the battle?
They about to be outside this summer.
Yeah.
We outside.
In
a different way.
Wow. Who won the battle?
I think Brielle's flex is a little
amazing.
Harder.
Yeah, Brielle looks beautiful. She looks good.
And we also know who she is.
Yeah.
You get extra points for, like, familiarity.
Okay.
I enjoyed the effort, though, from Aubrey. Was that her name?
I don't know.
We don't know her.
We forgot already.
Yeah.
It's like we're drinking.
Yeah.
Well, up next, honey, Andrew Freund, honey, is dishing with Jerry Seinfeld and the cast of the new movie Unfrosted. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am getting ready to sit down with Jerry Seinfeld and the hilarious cast of Unfrosted.
Okay, this is what I'm curious about, Jerry, is as a young comic in New York, would you have ever imagined that your face would be on a Pop-Tart
No.
bun? It's kind of weird.
See, that's a Kellogg's thing that they did.
See? Yeah, right?
But there you go.
No, yeah, they did it for me, too. But, I mean, some people get action figures. I get food.
Hey, what's wrong with that? Jerry is a director.
Yeah.
You know, he has a very distinct voice. Is there anything that he said on set directing you that sticks in your brain that he would say on set?
Try it again. Yeah.
I think mine was like, it's fine. That's fine.
That was good.
That was good.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Okay.
You're doing a good job.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Do it again like that.
Just like that.
It's really good.
I mean, that's good, right?
It works.
Important question, Jerry. If you were a Pop-Tart yourself, what flavor would you be and why?
That's a Barbara Walters type question.
I'm going all Barbara Walters.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I've always preferred brown sugar cinnamon, and I think I would do it. Ooh. Without frosting.
Whoa!
Just because I am, I seek purity and essentialism in all things.
That's fair.
Of course it's fair.
Yeah.
How could it be unfair?
Strawberry.
Strawberry. Why strawberry?
It's kind of personal.
Okay. But, Max, very important question.
Yes.
If you were a Pop-Tart yourself, Max Greenfield, what flavor would you be and why?
These are insightful. These are hard questions.
I go deep.
Cinnamon.
Yeah. Wow. Cinnamon. Why?
Because I'm spicy.
Okay.
Wow.
Do you two concur of his spicy level?
And I'm good in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can
take
that whichever way you want.
Okay. Yeah, I like it.
What flavor would you be and why?
I would be cookies and cream.
Okay.
Yeah, even though I don't like cookies and cream.
Uh-huh.
Don't sigh.
No, I am, but it's like, you know, I'm black, I'm white, what am I? I don't know.
Hmm, that's interesting.
Okay. One of the things I'm going to take away with this is the veto system, because that veto system is very useful.
Yes.
And I have a list of situations. I want to know which one you would veto and why.
Okay.
The DMV or the post office?
I like the DMV.
Really?
Well, because when you leave, you really got something.
Yeah, you have
a license, so you have a registration, and your life is better. The post office, you don't walk out with anything.
Being on a diet or hearing someone else talk about their diet, what's worse?
Talking about the diet. Never talk about the diet.
Hold your cards close. Please.
Okay.
You know, you can inject your Ozempic at home.
Okay.
We don't need to hear about it.
Clearly, they've never been on a diet.
Oh, we need
to get on diet. Okay, so you like to talk about your diet?
To anyone who listen.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. First time I met him, all he talked about.
Wouldn't shut up about it.
No.
It's just like, I'm on this diet. It's got Mucilix.
Yeah, and I said, listen, this is what I've been doing this in the morning with the cereal. Yeah. I don't like to do it, but it's like.
He's been making that network TV money for so long.
Oh, my God. Right. It's gone straight to his head.
More money than God.
I told you not to bring up the network television.
What about being stuck in traffic or being stuck in a conversation? What's worse?
Mm. Oh, that's easy.
Well, you like cars, so.
Yeah. You conversation breath. Is the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. On that note, I'm taking my Jerry Pop-Tarts and leaving.
Okay. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, all right. So there isn't too many people that would turn down a major movie role, right?
Right.
Especially one offering $12 million.
Well, absolutely right.
Wow. Well, believe it or not, Owen Wilson did just that. Apparently, he was offered a role in a film that depicted the late O.J. Simpson as innocent. Mm. And despite the director feeling Owen would be perfect for this role, Owen had this to say, if you think I'm going to take the lead role in a movie about how O.J. didn't do it, you've got to be kidding me. Wow.
Wow.
Was he playing OJ?
You did good.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you, Brad. That just made my day. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I don't think he was playing OJ. Probably not.
Maybe Cato Kaelin?
Yo!
No. I can see that, though.
Yeah, or Ron Goldman. He wouldn't have to be there that long.
But also, what do you do, like, it's interesting. How do you try to, what are you doing differently in the movie? Because, like, so much of it happened in the public eye and on record.
Well, I think this is like how the Hollywood whites sometimes stand on business. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like it didn't vibe well with his spirit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He probably maybe had some personal connection to some people involved with the real thing, and he felt like OJ did it. So, I mean, shout out to him for being in a position we could turn down $12 million.
Yeah.
$12 million, I wouldn't turn that down. I would play Tamar here, and we know that's not real.
I would love, oh my God, I would give anything for Gary
to play Tamar's story. Let me hear you do one line of anything.
And we can fix the rest in post.
Yeah. Let's get it going. First Dish Nation original right there.
Okay, y'all, time's up, honey, on this dish. Oh. So tune in tomorrow for Dish Nation. Toodles.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.